Bonjour, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You are currently tuned into La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR, and I'm going to be with you for about the next hour. Today and this week here at CITR, very important week for us here at the station. For those of you who are frequent listeners, you will know by now, and those who have listened to CITR for the last however many years will know that this week is Fun Drive. It is the one week a year where we ask all of our listeners, our devoted, loyal listeners, to contribute any amount of money that they can to the station. We always say that it's not the amount that counts, but it's the amount of donators. Whether you want to donate $1 million, that would be great, $1,000, $100, or even $1, we will always be grateful. Every year, I always tell my listeners that instead of buying yourself a coffee at Starbucks today, why don't you head to citr.ca/donate and send that money in to the show instead. This year, CITR has a goal of $20,000, and we are going to be using that to fund our new radio transmitter. So something that's not only benefiting us here at the station, but also benefiting our listeners. So again, whether it's $1, $5, $10, or $500,000 billion, please do head to citr.ca/donate and consider donating. Thank you so much. And with that, as I always do when it is a Fun Drive, I always play some money-related songs just to get everyone in the mood of donating. Also today, we're going to have a lovely interview with Lindsay Masterson coming up too. So lots of fun things happening on the show. While you're listening, remember, head to citr.ca/donate. Consider donating. We'll appreciate it. Here is Billionaire by Bruno Mars.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights, yeah. A different city every night, oh, I swear. The world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, yeah, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else?
A different city every night.
President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so fucking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah be a billionaire, uh-huh. So fucking bad.
Another money theme song to get you guys in the mood to head to citr.ca/donate and to donate to the show and to the station. Here is Price Tag by Jessie J. Just as a reminder that when you head to citr.ca/donate, you can select La Bonne Heure with Valley as the show that inspired you to donate to the station. Reminder that if you are donating, you are helping CITR buy a new radio transmitter. To help encourage you to donate to the station, here is my cat, Toast. Not a lot to say at the moment, but she is very purry and she is very happy. She's purring because you're donating to citr.ca/donate. So thank you, Toast, for your endorsement of these people's donations to the station. Up next, a song by Lindsay Masterson, who I was able to chat to a couple weeks ago. This is her latest single. It is called No One Told Me, after which we're going to have a little chat with Lindsay. So I'm here with Lindsay Masterson. We've actually known each other for a few years now. We used to be colleagues and then drifted apart, but now we're back.
Yes.
So it's very nice to have you here. Thanks for coming to chat with me today.
Thanks for having me.
I thought we could start off with a couple of just like very random, just honestly really random like icebreaker type questions.
Okay.
So my first one was, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, definitely flying. Like, that's always my go-to answer.
Okay.
I, first of all, hate driving. And so I feel like it would just be like a nicer way to get around. And then just the views, like I would want to fly for sure.
That's true. That's fair. I like that. If you could go back in history and be a musician, like Dolly Parton from birth and basically live her entire life, but any musician, dead or alive, currently, who would you choose?
Oh my gosh. Dolly Parton is such a good answer. I like literally just wore a Dolly Parton shirt at my last show. But I'm going to say Joni Mitchell because she's like my biggest inspiration. I love her. And I want to see her live so badly. I don't know if that will ever happen, but like, if I could go back and be her and just like, oh yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I'll work on it. I'll get back to you on that, making that.
Yeah, thanks.
If you could go on a world tour tomorrow and you could choose your top three countries to tour,
but they can be like, gas emissions do not exist in that scenario. You can go anywhere and it'll cost $0, and you can just fly back and forth between three random places. Which countries would you choose?
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard question. My dream venue is Red Rocks, which I know is like in the US, so that's like kind of boring, but like I'll consider that as one, just for that one show. And then I'll say France, I feel like would be fun. I'm trying to think of like what artists say, like which cities have the best energy.
I've had Vancouver, Canada's like, you know, pretty.
Oh really?
Vancouver actually gets mixed reviews. Like, I think for very like hype upbeat shows, we do pretty badly. But then for artists like Tom O'Dell continuously praises Vancouver and is always like, this is my favorite place. Like, I always start my tours here, like da da da. So, you know, keep us in mind.
Okay. I mean, I would love that. I need to add in like just the UK, I feel like, because I love London and that would be really fun. So
that would be fun. Okay, cool. I think you could count like Red Rocks and Vancouver as one, like North America.
Okay.
You know,
perfect.
Yeah. I'll allow that.
Thank you.
I just want to be included. Okay, wonderful. So kind of going back into a bit of your musical history, I read that, you know, you did have a moment where you were really writing music for yourself and when you were quite young, and then it kind of transformed into being more of a cover artist. And then now we've gone the reverse again. So now you're back and you're like really developing your own style and releasing your own music. What prompted that change? What made you think like, hey, actually I do want to work on my own stuff and not really just focus on covering?
Yeah. When I was younger, I went to this performance-based music education program. It's called School of Rock. And so I did like a ton of performing cover songs with them. And then I graduated and I went to college, and I realized that if I like still wanted to find those performance opportunities, I would need my own music, because a lot of times people just don't like go around playing covers. And I like wanted to get back into that world because like I fell in love with music in the first place by like writing stuff when I was like 8 years old, whatever. So I started writing again when I got to college so that I could start performing again. And then ended up just like really falling like back in love with songwriting and focusing more on that and recording my own stuff before I started playing. But yeah, I think I moved to Boston for college and moving and like being in a new city and having kind of that like performance program taken away from me sort of pushed me back into the songwriting world.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I can't believe you went to the School of Rock. but yeah, no, that's great. And I think it's really nice that you've been able to have a little bit of both of those worlds, because it can really get together. You have like that performance, you have the covers, which is kind of, I mean, I don't know if this is like controversial, but a bit more like of a safer way, because it's not as vulnerable, you know.
100%. Yeah,
so you have that foundation and now you can bring in that vulnerability. And for sure. When you're writing your music, do you have a creative writing process? Are you like a lyrics first person? Are you a melody first person? How do you really sit down and come up with your songs?
I feel like I like to do it all at once. Like, I have a hard time writing lyrics without music behind it. But I also like, if I write words without a melody in mind, then like I feel like the melody kind of never comes. So for me, like the lyrics and the melody are in my head first, but when I actually have a song that I want to write, I'll sit down like with a guitar or piano and kind of like do it all at once. So, I mean, it's different for every song, but for the most part, I just I don't know, it all like comes together in one thing. It's not like a step-by-step process for me.
A reminder that you are currently tuned in to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM, chatting with Lindsay Masterson about music. Up next, we have her song Forgive Me, and also a reminder from me to head to citr.ca/donate to donate to our lovely radio station. See you soon.
And what are some of your hobbies and interests?
I like to sing.
Could we have a sample of some of your singing?
No.
No?
Forgive me. Please forgive me.
Describe your music to someone that's never heard it.
I would say it's pretty like singer-songwriter-esque, but I take a lot of influences from like pop and rock and indie, and yeah, I think my goal is to sort of push genre boundaries, so I hope that you hear that in my music. And I think there's different like genres within each song, but yeah, it's pretty introspective and personal and singer-songwriter pop-esque.
And you mentioned that you wore a Dolly Parton shirt at your last show. When you're performing, do you have a same set that you always go back to, or do you try to switch things up? Like, what can people expect if they were to go to a show?
So I perform, I still do like my cover band performances every once in a while, and that show would be like totally different than like a Lindsay Masterson show. So I've done like a few shows with my own music, recently, and I try to choose different covers every time. So I do like almost all the songs on my EP, and then I've done a couple unreleased stuff, which is fun. And then, yeah, I've never repeated a cover at one of my own shows. So I try to do stuff that like fits a theme almost. So like this past show was at the beginning of the year, so I tried to do like stuff that I was sort of speaking into the universe for the new year. So I did like I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. I did This Year by Emily King, Somebody to Love by Queen. But yeah, a bunch of different covers as well as my own stuff.
Those are some pretty good songs. That must be a pretty good show.
I take my cover songs very seriously. Yeah, like it takes me a while to pick them, and yeah.
I don't know. I honestly love cover songs, and it's always fun when you know the song and you can like sing along.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can imagine that it just like really adds to a performance as well.
Yeah, I feel like I'm aware enough to know that a lot of the people don't know my music when I'm like playing at these venues, so I want to like mix it up with stuff that will catch their attention, that they'll have fun with, that they already know, as well as exposing them to my stuff too.
That's actually very clever. That's very
thanks.
I like that. That's really great. And so, speaking a little bit more about your own music, you very recently, like very very recently actually, yeah, yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, the dates are like, you released No One Told Me, and you released three different versions of it. So mm-hmm. Before we get into the different versions, could you just kind of tell me what the song's about? How would you sum it up?
Yes, so I wrote the song when I moved to Boston, and I was having a hard time like finding performance opportunities, and I just like missed being on stage. And so I wrote it about how much like I missed performing, and also how difficult it felt to like create your own music. And I kind of thought that because I was studying the music business, and so I was studying a lot of like music marketing and like branding, and like I was getting told a lot that you needed to understand like exactly who you wanted to present yourself as, and like know exactly what you wanted to sound like, and like sort of create this like identity for yourself as a musician before you even like released any music. And that was really overwhelming for me, so I kind of wrote it about all of that, just like the difficulties of music in general. Mm-hmm. Which is why I wanted to release like all the versions I've ever tried, because with this song I was still very unsure of what I wanted my music to sound like, and so it went through a lot of different phases, and because of what the song is about, it just felt right to be like, these are all the ones that I tried, and like these ones didn't work, but you can still listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite, or is it the final, like the ultimate version?
Yeah, the ultimate version is definitely my favorite. That's the one that like feels the most me. I released a demo version that's more like electro pop. Like when I first started making music, I went to my producer Kai and I was like, I want to be like a Billie Eilish-esque musician. And like that's sort of what inspired that one. And then I got that demo back and I was like, okay, maybe I don't want that for me. And then we also did an acoustic version, which I love, but like the final version is definitely my favorite.
Mm-hmm. A reminder that you are currently listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on Musqueam territory, and that this week is our fund drive here at CITR. We are raising funds for a new radio transmitter, and every single dollar counts. Whether you want to donate one or 1 billion, please do consider donating to a good cause. And remember to put down that you were inspired to donate by La Bonne Heure with Valley, which is the show you're currently listening to. You're also currently listening to a chat with Lindsay Masterson, and you're about to listen to her song, which is called Heart and Soul.
It's easier for me to open up in the corner of my room. So I'll hide behind my piano, you'll hide behind your headphones too. Here's my music, it holds my secrets if you listen close. I'm giving you my heart, giving you my heart and soul. I would like to dance along to all the things that I've done. My music, it holds my secrets if you listen close. I'm giving you my heart, giving you my heart and soul. I'm giving you my heart, giving you my heart.
Let's say you like become like a full-time musician and you're going on tours and things like that. Do you think that collaboration is something that you really want to continue throughout your career? Or do you think that more solo projects and just kind of like focusing in on your own music is something that you would maybe prefer?
No, I love collaboration. Like, I never want to do everything by myself. I've had a lot of my friends that have helped me out with my project. And like, even if it's like, Kai and I have released songs together as like two artists. But even like some of my friends played a bunch of instruments on some of the songs and Kai produced some of the songs, and just working together, I feel like gives new perspectives and makes music more than like what I could have imagined solely by myself. So I always want to collaborate. And then I think like features on songs and collaborating with like artists and stuff is so fun if it happens organically. And I always want to like view my music as sort of like a creative outlet, not like a marketing strategy. So like, as long as these collaborations are because it feels right for the music, then I definitely want to keep doing that.
If you could collaborate with any musician, who
is? I'm gonna say Adam Melcher.
Okay.
I love him, and I very embarrassingly went up to him after one of his shows last year and was like, "We're gonna write a song together." And he was like, "Okay," but like, I've spoken it into the universe at this point, so I feel like it's going to happen, and that's my goal for now.
I'm excited. Do you have a favorite lyric that you've ever written?
My favorite lyric I've ever written is in an unreleased song, I think. It's one that I play at my shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea when that one will come out, but I'll point it out when it does. But out of the stuff from my past EP, the name of the EP, which is I'll Admit, came from my favorite lyric, which is in No One Told Me. And it's, I'll admit, I'm a little lost, forgot to pack my identity when I moved away from home. And I really like that one. I feel like it just sums up like how I was feeling. And it's like pretty like just vulnerable and raw, and like kind of gives a glimpse of like what the rest of the songs are about as well. So that's one of my favorites.
I agree. I think that's very pretty and very nice.
Get coffee sometime this weekend, and I can tell you all about how caffeine makes my heart freak out. Like, it started when I was young, and I'm pulling out my hair. Bedtime, and I'm crying out in the hall. There's voices in my head, and they're screaming all the time. I'm sure my therapist thinks I've lost my mind. So sit down, old friend. It's nice to see you again. Let me explain how caffeine makes my heart go. I'm broken, so I hide in my basement to avoid conversation. I think I'm broken, I think I'm broken. So join me, old friend, and let's catch up. I can explain how caffeine makes my heart go insane.
Do you have a favorite musical moment, whether it's like a one instrument little moment, or whether it's just like a musical ensemble moment that you really enjoy in your music?
Oh my gosh, that's such a difficult question. I really have to think about that one.
Okay.
I know there's been so many. I'm so lucky. There have been so many fun moments. I will say, with COVID, and then also with just like writing my own stuff and kind of taking a break from performing to focus on that, I missed the stage a lot. And then this summer, I played my first show that was like just like my own original music. It was at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City, and like my grandparents made the trip to New York City to see it, and like a lot of my family was there, and it was my first time playing a lot of my own songs. And the first time I was supposed to do the show, I got COVID, so it was like postponed, and I was just like very excited for it. So I felt like it was a long time coming, and that was a special moment for me, so I'll say that one.
Okay, very nice. And so just as a last little topic, the EP, I was just wondering whether you had a favorite song from that you liked to perform.
That I like to perform. I feel like my favorite song always changes on that EP. But I mean, I've been talking about No One Told Me a lot, but I will say that's my favorite to perform because it's about how much I miss performing. And so every time I get to sing it live, it feels very fulfilling. So I'll go with that one.
Very nice. And what can people expect next? You've kind of hinted a few times at some unreleased music, and you kind of teased us with that lyric.
I know.
Is that what's next? Is that what people can listen out for, is new music or new upcoming performances, anything?
I've been playing shows at Rockwood Music Hall a few times, and I'm hoping that I'll get to go back. I don't have a date yet, but for the time being, I've just been loving sitting with the stuff that I've released so far and getting to play it live. So I'll definitely announce on my socials whenever there's a new show or something. As far as new music goes, I'm still writing, and I haven't recorded anything yet, so I don't know for sure when the next release will be, but hopefully in the near future.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Wonderful. Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. It was lovely seeing and chatting with you again. And good luck.
It was good to see you. Thank you for having me.
So this is it. This is the end. I've been working on this since the second college began. And I'm packing my bags again. Not sure where my identity went. So this is it, this is the end. I've been working on this since the second college began. And I'm packing my bags again. Not sure where my identity went. So this is it, this is the end. I've been working on this since the second college began. And I'm packing my bags again. Not sure where my identity went.
It was so lovely getting to chat with Lindsay all about her music, and I am so excited for her upcoming singles. That last song we heard is called So This Is It. And with that, I'm going to play one last song here on the show today. So this will be it from me. But I will also give you one last reminder to head to citr.ca/donate and consider donating to help us reach our goal of $20,000 to buy ourselves a new radio transmitter. One last song for you all. This is my favorite love song, and this is on because it's very almost Valentine's Day, and you guys know that I am a big fan of playing lots of love songs right before Valentine's Day, and so here is Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
dog.